A big problem here in California is a lack of water because of years of severe drought. In much of Southern California, watering your lawn or washing your car are already restricted. And last week, the federal government issued a new directive that could cut water delivery to California farmers for irrigation and to residents by 7%. Still, some believe the state as a whole is missing out on one key conservation method already available. Nancy Frigali reports.
Susan Carpenter breaks California State Plumbing Code three times a week. Her accomplice is her washing machine. Usually rinse water from the washer goes to the sewer, but what if you could recycle that liquid? Use it to, say, water plants. That's what Carpenter does at her home in Southern California.
Washing machine is just filling up with water, and it will go through its normal process of washing the clothes, and after about 8 minutes, you'll start hearing it spin, and that's when we'll run outside. I will take a look at it kind of spurting through the tubes.
The it is gray water, and yeah, it looks like its name, a bit gray, a bit cloudy. After all, it's the wastewater from bathtubs, sinks, and washers. That water you hear lapping up her dirty clothes will soon be lapped up by her passion fruit trees. And no, her fruit won't taste like Tide. Carpenter uses a special type of detergent to clean her clothes. It doesn't contain salt or boron, compounds that dehydrate plants.
I spend about $350 on my system. What I've saved in terms of water is about 100 gallons a week.
So how does her system work? She's hooked up a valve that drains the water outside to a garden. Roughly 1 million residents in California use a similar type of gray water contraption, and some of them have been trained by Laura Allen. She's the co-founder of Gray Water Gorillas in Oakland.
Currently, the codes are very restrictive and basically make sustainability illegal. And so the kinds of systems we do, safe, simple, economical, like low-cost systems that are accessible to most people. And those
in California, the code says a legal gray water system needs to be put 9 inches under the ground. Those get-ups can cost up to $5,000. Here in Los Angeles, there are fewer than 10 residential permits. Gray water advocates want California to follow Arizona's model. That state is the leading example of permit-free systems in the country. There, a resident can use gray water as long as they follow a set of guidelines to ensure safety and no cross-contamination. Again, Laura Allen.
So it really frees up homeowners to be able to know they're doing the right thing.
But what are the right guidelines for gray water? Enter Colorado State Assistant Professor Sybil Charville. She's working on the 5-year study that looks at the effect of gray water on soil quality and plant growth. She gets a lot of people looking for early answers.
Most of the calls that I get are actually not just wanting a hint. People are really applying pressure to get results and to have us publicize results that we have.
Sorry to say, the results won't come out until 2011, but lawmakers in California aren't waiting. State Senator Alan Lowenthal says California's Department of Housing and Community Development is trying to come up with new rules.
The emphasis is to, as long as it's safe, to try to make sure that we can begin to use gray water as a conservation tool in California. And that's really where we're moving.
Speaking of moving, let's go outside to Susan Carpenter's garden and those passion fruit trees. They're leafy, tall, and about to drink from the washer. The spin cycle has started, and the soapy water has traveled from the washer through a pipe and now is shooting out of a black tube outside.
And in a weird way, it feels kind of like cannibalism, but it's not. I mean, it's like whatever of you is left that comes out through here, it all gets eaten up by these microorganisms.
Sounds lovely. But that could be the sign of what's to come as Californians and others in the West learn to grapple with new ways to use less water. Nancy Frigali, NPR News.